The Syrian government has evacuated some 5,000 people from a town near Damascus. The industrial town of Adra has been in the hands of foreign-backed insurgents for more than 2 weeks now. But the Syrian army defeated the militants, who had reportedly killed many people in the region. Syrian officials say the citizens are now in a safe haven, with the government providing them with basic aid relief. Meanwhile, in separate incident, at least 19 insurgents have been killed by the army in eastern Syria. Clashes. Reports say hundreds of militants have been killed over the recent operations by Syrian troops in different areas of the northern city of Aleppo. Joining us from California is independent researcher and writer Soraya Sepapur Ulrich. Many thanks for joining us here on a Press TV, ma'am. Now, this recent reports coming out of Syria just goes to highlight the humanitarian crisis in the making there. What do you make of the way the situation is headed, where there are millions of refugees outside, internally displaced Syrians, and a massive loss of life?
Hello, and thanks for having me on Press TV. This is nothing short of an assault on humanity. And it is by those very people that they feign a love of humanity and rights. We know that the United States, France, Britain, they now have a base in Jordan, a command center, where they actually help these rebels. And it is nothing short of, I mean, it's akin to the plague. And in fact, a plague is more readily acceptable because it's a disease. What they're doing is not only they're destroying people and taking lives, but they're destroying the most historical parts of the Middle East. They're destroying buildings. It's just unacceptable what is happening. And what is even worse is that we're just silent about it here in the West. I mean, fortunately, places like Iran and Russia have spoken out against these atrocities, but the world's attention is turned away from what's happening in Syria.
Well, speaking of the West, do you think it will be on their list of priorities when they come down to the negotiating table for the Geneva II peace conference, if it takes place?
I think they're just giving a whole lot of lip service to wanting to resolve the situation in Syria. I personally believe they have Syria exactly where they want it. The Syrian military has always been perceived as a very strong military that may possibly stand up to Israel. And for now, the Syrian military is being engaged with these terrorist thugs in the country. So instead of Syria being able to protect itself from outside dangers, the danger has been sent inside Syria. The chaos has been created to basically weaken the Syrian military. And the United States, the Western countries, are fully 100% behind this. They may say that they want to resolve it, but frankly, I think many of your viewers would know, they have no regard for human life at all. And so things are going as they had hoped they would and as they had planned they would.
Some compelling arguments there. I'm going to have to stop you there. I'm afraid we've run out of time. Independent researcher and writer Soraya Sepapur Ulrich there, joining us from California via Skype. It's always a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV, ma'am.